Well, Kathy, thank you so much for doing this. And if I could just get some background information, okay. If you could first say your name.
My name is Catherine, or Kathy, Austin Molly.
Wonderful. And are you lay or clergy?
I'm clergy.
Good. And your religious tradition is?
The United Methodist.
Wonderful. Kathy, when and where were you born?
I was born in Norwich, New York, in 1945.
Okay, wonderful. Where is Norwich?
It's outside of New York City, sort of northwest of New York City, south of Albany. It's south of Cooperstown,
okay.
If you know where Cooperstown
yeah,
is.
Yes, that's helpful. That's good. Where did you go to school, graduate or divinity school?
I am a graduate of Beloit College in Wisconsin, and I am also a graduate of United Theological Seminary of the Twin Cities, and I graduated in 1978.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What kind of work or ministry were you doing at the time of reimagining?
At the time of reimagining, I was serving as the lead pastor at Hamline United Methodist Church, and I was on the board of the Greater Minneapolis Council of Churches.
Okay, all right. And after reimagining, what kind of work or ministry had you done since then?
I was at Hamline until 1997,
okay.
At which time I became a district superintendent for the old Metro West District of the United Methodist Church in Minnesota.
Great. Thank you. Now, how and when did you first become aware of feminist theology?
Well, it would have been in seminary, and I started seminary in 1974, so...
Do you remember how you reacted to it at that time, what you thought of it?
Well, it made sense. I think it was pretty easy for me to adopt and understand about inclusive language. That was sort of the first place that I was confronted with it in seminary.
Yeah.
And it was an exciting time. There were women going into ministry in larger numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And started reading, all kinds of books.
One other question before we move on. What led you to seminary and to ministry?
Well, the easy answer is a call.
Yes.
The more difficult answer is finding a place to be in ministry. And living out of that call. The call came when I was in high school.
Really?
And I knew that I wanted to work in a church setting, but I didn't have any role models. And there, when I was in college, I majored in religious studies and sociology. I thought I would go to McCormick Seminary and get a degree there, and they had an affiliate program with the University of Chicago in social work, and so I was going to go out and save the world and work at the Westside Christian Parish.
What happened?
I got married. This is 1967,
yes.
So we need to stop for just a minute. We're doing an interview.